Morel mushrooms are gourmet delicacies. Unlike other mushrooms, they cannot be farmed and are found only in the wild, among dead trees and leaves, and only for a short season. That means their locations in and around Wichita are carefully guarded secrets. But KMUW's Luann Stevens was able to tag along with a forager for this month's Hidden Kansas.
It's a warm Saturday morning somewhere in Sedgwick County, and I've joined Tony Rineros and his daughter Scarlett on their quest for the elusive morel mushrooms. The morels don't make it easy, but Tony's been doing this for years and knows where to look.
Scarlett, we're going to go in right here.
We've been on a woodland path, but it's time to get serious, and today that means pushing into the brush. We navigate through bushes and saplings, downed trees, and low branches.
Once we enter the trees here, just keep your eye on the ground. Eyes on the ground.
We keep our eyes on the ground, searching among the layers of dead leaves. Finally.
See it, Scarlett? It's on the other side of the fence.
They found the first one. Success! The search continues.
Found another one?
She has. Scarlett has been foraging with her dad for years and has a good eye. We look a while longer and...
Oh, is that one?
That is one.
I found one!
I am ridiculously proud.
Well, go ahead, pick it. That's a real good size one. Fresh, too.
The morel is partially covered by leaves, but I was lucky and standing in just the right place.
You see how you can just walk right over it?
It's true. The lacy, light brown caps blend in with their surroundings, and there's no predicting how they'll appear.
I've found them in groups and clusters. I've found them individually. I found them, 3 feet away from each other within, 600 square feet. You're just on your hands and knees, picking them. They're that abundant.
Morels will pop up through dead leaves and close to dead trees, but they also like to grow near saplings, on embankments, basically anywhere the mycelium, that's the underground network that connects ecosystems, is present. Finding them just takes persistence and stamina.
It's thick. I mean, it really is. And you get to spots in there where it's not so much where you're crawling, but it's still you're at a duck walk 90% of the time.
And there's more. It's important to know true morels from false ones, which are poisonous. Tony is a certified morel identifier through a course from Kansas State University and the FDA, so he can sell them. He hopes to have some this year at his produce stand at the West Wichita Farmers Market. Tony's a talented forager and finds hundreds, maybe thousands, of morels each season. Not every excursion is successful, but Tony says that's okay.
You kind of have to really love being out in the woods. Even if I don't find anything, it's still a win.
For The Range, I'm Luann Stevens.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR network. Each month, Luann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about foraging for morel mushrooms at kmuw.org.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.